Muhammad, the greetings of peace, and the Quran in Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Nasta'inuhu wa nasta'anfirhu wa nu'manu bihi azza wa jal. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa ashadu an Muhammadan abdu wa rasuluh. All praise due to Allah, the guardian evolver, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds. We seek assistance from Him. We seek Him for forgiveness for our sins and our faults. We put our complete trust in Him. And I bear witness that nothing is worthy of worship except Allah alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. Dear Lord Muslims, there is a term used quite often in the Quran. The term is called in Arabic khayr, and khayr in Arabic is translated by most of the accepted translators as being meaning in English good. Khayr, khayr. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he taught us that the best of us, those that is the khayr among us, are those that fear God. Khayrukum itqaakum, Allah says in the Quran. And Prophet Muhammad taught us that. And also, Prophet Muhammad gave us understanding on this, what that means. Says the best of you, khayrukum, the best of you is the one, man yankun nas, is the one from whom the people get the benefit. One who is useful to society. So, dear beloved Muslims, this term, khayr, it means good, but it is a very general term, and yet a very specific, a very particular term in the Quran, and in the language of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be on him. It's a general term in that it covers both the good that we want here and hereafter. It includes both. And it is specific in that it does not include anything that is not acceptable by Allah. So whatever is Allah has accepted for us is khayr, khayr. And whatever Allah has not accepted, it is not khayr, it is not khayr. Allah Most High says in the Quran, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ مُوسَى لَنْ نَصْبِرَ عَلَى طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَنْ نَصْبِرَ عَلَى طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. The rebellious people who were to follow the prophet Musa, Moses, peace be on him, they said, as God revealed, O Moses, we are not able to put up with one kind of food. We are not able to put up with one kind of food. And the word that expresses their lack of ability or inability to endure this one kind of food tells us that they were not a people given to patience. And we know from the study of the rebellious ones among the followers of Moses that that was a quality that was most lacking in them. Whenever they were tested and had to wait patiently on Moses to come back with guidance or to come back with assistance from God, their patience ran out. And he would come and find them stirring up trouble, stirring up dissension, trying to turn the weaker ones to more wickedness, or to more distrust, to more dissension. لَنْ نَصْبِرَ عَلَى طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. We cannot endure one kind of food. And they ask for certain kinds of food. They ask for cucumbers, lentils, cucumbers, garlic, onions, herbs, the herbs that the ground grows. They asked for those things. And the prophet told them, peace be on him, Prophet Moses told them, will you exchange the inferior things for those things that are better? Will you exchange the inferior things for those things that are better? And the term the better that is used for the better things is higher, higher. Will you exchange that is lower, inferior in quality, inferior in worth, for that is higher, for the better? We should look at ourselves in the light of our religion, in the light of the teachings of the Quran, in the light of the example that is established in the life of Prophet Muhammad, the last and universal prophet, peace be upon him. We should examine our own self in that light, our own selves in that light, and see if we are following in the path of this religion as we should. Our appetite should be broad. Our vision and appetite should be very broad. We should want those things in this world that are acceptable in the eyes of Allah, that is in His presence, before Him. And we should also want those things that are good, that He has promised us in the world to come, or in the hereafter. We should know that whatever a Muslim is allowed to consume, or to take in, or to give himself to, it must fall under this category, this restrictive term. It must satisfy this restrictive term, khayr. It must be good. It must be good in a sense that we understand, or that we are able to grasp when we read the Quran and its prescription for the Muslim. It can't be good in our own limited imagination, or our own limited opinion, or limited perception or concept of what good or what righteousness or what is acceptable for us. We can't establish a criteria or a definition of what is good. If we would try to do that, we would all differ. Many of us would be differing as to what is proper for this community. I will say what is good, you will say what is good, we will come up with too many classifications or definitions of what is good. We are not left to that kind of chaotic foolishness. God has revealed to us what is good, and we accept what He says is good. We accept the definition given to us in the Divine Revelation, in the Quran. Dear beloved Muslims, this is a real problem for us in this day and time. It's hard now to get the members of our family to see what is proper, because there are so many differences of opinion, and there's so much aid, assistance coming to the individuals in the society from so-called qualified authorities to encourage them to make independent, selfish, weak judgments in an area that is very critical. Anytime we're talking about what is right for human beings as behavior, anytime we're talking about what is right for society as modes of behavior, we're talking about something very critical. Because the future soundness of our individual life, the future soundness of our community life, depends on society having some established code to live by. And if none of us are going to respect an established code of life, or established code of behavior, and we're going to be free just to dream up our own ideas of what is morally right and morally wrong, or what is true and what is false, or what is good and what is bad, the society will always be at the mercy of any criminal or any crook, of any oppressor that want to take advantage of them. God has given us morality as a strength, as a support for us. God has given us morality as a protection against the criminals. And if we don't build firm and sound moral basis to support our life, we are finished. I hate to see the parents in this society today having so much difficulty just trying to get their little child to see how to properly pick up the pot that's on the stove and half full or full of hot water. You can't even tell your child how to properly take the pot of hot water off the stove to keep from being scalded. This society is feeding them the spirit of defiance. And they are defying their parents. They are defying each other. They are defying grown-ups. They defy everybody. We're living in a time of defiance. Blind, silly defiance. And if we don't follow the Quran, we're lost. I think that's the most criminal thing any society can do, is to destroy the safeguards that God, through nature, that the Almighty, through nature, established to safeguard the good life of the individual and the society and make it possible for it to grow into better or more excellence. Anyone who destroys those safeguards, destroys the bonds between parent and children, between youngsters and adults, between the illiterate and the learned, so that there is no respect. How can anybody progress like that? What is the future? The future is killed. And any influences, any combination of individuals that get together to promote that kind of thing is no less than the devil himself. It's no easy job living in these times. It's a very difficult job. But it can be easy if we all accept to let Allah and what He has revealed rule in our lives. To let that settle our disputes. Then it can be easy. But the first thing we have to do is accept responsibility. The strong are responsible for the weak. That's nature. Allah has given us that through nature. A blind man trying to cross a busy intersection, he will get help. And not because of church teaching, because of human nature. He will get help. I remember when we big boys used to feel that we were obligated to protect little boys from big boys. And if we saw big boys roughhandling little boys, we would check them. It's nature. We didn't get that from church. Nature taught us that. And that's the kind of sentiment we have to get back into our people and into our society. That the strong accept responsibility for the weak. And we shouldn't want to dominate them or have them as our possessions, as our private possessions. If we get that kind of mind, then we join the devil. Allah Most High revealed to Prophet Muhammad the guidance for all people for all times. We must understand that our religion is Allah's choice of religion. Not any other religion. This religion, Al-Islam, is Allah's choice of religion. And it didn't become His choice today. It has always been His choice. However, the process of this religion has coincided with the history of man's development of social evolution, cultural development, social development and evolution. And man has gradually come to know just how far human life is stretched out, extends on this earth. This part of the world we call the New World.
just discovered by the whole world about 5 centuries or so ago. So the old world and the new world and this part of the world were connected. And there was civilization on this part. There were the Aztecs, the Mayas, and the Aztecs, who had civilization to equal, to rival, what was on the other side of the water. But one side didn't know the other side was existing. And the landing here, or the finding of this part, is called a discovery. We are a generation now that live in a time when man knows his whole home called Earth. Today, all over the Earth, all over the world, nations know the whole Earth. But just 500 years ago or so, they didn't. They only knew part of it. That discovery came after the time of Prophet Muhammad. But we find that the message, the universal message of Islam, went ahead of man's discoveries. And it provided for this discovery about 700 years or so before it was discovered. No matter what kind of men we found here, the Quran addressed those men. They thought they were Indians from Asia, but they were not. They were people entirely new to the discoverer. But I repeat, no matter what kind of people they found here, the Quran addressed those people and their needs. Praise be to Allah, because Allah says in the Quran that this is the last message. The Quran is the last message. It is a complete religion, complete religion. It is the perfected religion. Now we know the very term, that choice of the word, I have perfected it. That very choice of the word tells us that something had happened in the history to destroy or to take away its perfection. We know that if God is God, then whenever he revealed anything, it was revealed perfect. The first word he gave was perfect. The first message he gave was perfect. The little bit he gave the people of Adam, it was perfect. Whatever he gave the people of Abraham, that was perfect. It might not have been complete, but it was perfect. Now I know some of us confuse the terms completion and perfection. A thing is perfect in its wholeness when it is complete. But if that was the only meaning that Allah intended to convey in the Quran, he wouldn't have used the two words, saying that I have completed and perfected. He had done both. That was to tell us that it wasn't complete and it wasn't right until Allah made it right with this revelation, the Quran. If it wasn't right, how come it wasn't right? It wasn't right because the followers of the prophets had twisted it, restored it, to serve their weak motives and weak aspirations. And now today we have those same tendencies in us. We are people that are entrusted with God's word. The Quran is in our masjid. The Quran is in our homes. The imams stand upon the authority that is in the Quran. So this community is entrusted with the Quran. But we find that same tendency in people is still existing today. There's a tendency in people to want to make an interpretation or make a revision on what God revealed. They want to interpret it or revise it to suit their weaknesses, to accommodate their weaknesses. But praise be to Allah, he has made a few of us strong enough to hate weaknesses. We hate weaknesses. We love the pleasure of Allah, and we hate weaknesses. We hate the weakness in ourselves. We hate the weakness in ourselves, and we hate the weakness in you. We hate the weakness in any creature. And those are the people that are God-fearing. Those are the people that are faithful. Those are the people that will follow God's religion as it should be followed. But those who want to revise it, those who want their own brand of Islam, and Islam proper, they are not fit to represent religion. They're in the company of the devils. It is the devil that want to change the word of God to satisfy his weak ends. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, again I repeat his saying, that the best of you is the most pious, the most God-fearing of you. And the other saying of Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him, the best of you is the one that best benefits society. Some of us think we can operate something without ethical basis, without moral support for it, and justify it on the strength of the ends we seek. I heard someone say just the other day, it was lightly said over the media, and they repeated it. It was an old saying, really, very ancient. Say, I'm going to do wrong right now so I can do right in the future. Going to get something quick and unlawfully. And once I get it, then I can be right. Those are not the people to represent this religion. The people to represent this religion are those that say, the opportunity is there for me to relieve my financial situation right now. And if my financial situation was relieved, perhaps I would be of better support to my community, of better support to my masjid and to my community. But Allah says that that's the unlawful way, that that's the wrong way to do it. That's the wrong way to get it. So I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be a long-suffering person that is able to suffer it out. I'm going to suffer it out.